This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, August 18th. Well, pizza lovers can breathe a lot easier now that Royal Caribbean CEO Michael Bayley has announced that the cruise line will not be charging for a slice of pizza at Sorrento. So thank God. The freakout began a couple of weeks ago when reports surfaced that some guests had received a post-cruise survey, which included questions regarding how they would feel if Royal Caribbean were to begin charging for the pizza. Now, not surprisingly, the response was negative. In a Facebook post using more emojis than my niece, Bayley posted that 80% of respondents were against the idea, with 25% going so far as to say they would consider changing cruise lines if the change was made. Bayley ended by saying they would not charge for pizza at Sorrento's. A real villain-to-hero story. And Carnival Cruise Line has opened up bookings for the 25-26 season, starting with sailings out of Texas. Now, Carnival will have three ships sailing out of the big state, including the soon-to-launch Carnival Jubilee, the Carnival Breeze, and the Carnival Dream. Together, they'll offer 4 to 8 night itineraries across Mexico and the Caribbean. Now, when Jubilee joins her sister ships this December, Galveston will see approximately 40,000 cruise passengers sailing each week, or 2 million annually. And finally, the Greater Victoria Harbor Authority in British Columbia celebrated a landmark moment as Cunard's Queen Elizabeth delivered the port's 10 millionth cruise guest on Wednesday. This is at the Ogden Point area. Now, the occasion was marked by an event attended by industry guests, local VIPs, and two families chosen from on board to represent the 10 millionth cruise passenger. And proving just how active the port is, it was only last summer that the port celebrated its 9 millionth guest. The Victoria Port started operations in 1969. And the photo of the week comes from Lloyd up in North Chesterfield, Virginia. Carnival Freedom here. Back in the good old days before the funnel burnt off. You can send your photos to Doug at cruiseradio.net. Remember, all photos are subject to error. And cruise line stocks were all down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 2.3%, 15.80. Royal Caribbean down 1.6%, 99.52. And Norwegian down 2%, 16.78. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.